Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Since it was revealed that the government has been collecting phone and internet records of Americans, lawmakers have been debating whether or not this is a necessary tool for fighting terrorism or a breach of privacy law. I'm joined today by Thaddeus Hoffmeister. He's a law professor at the University of Dayton. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Emily.
Is this type of surveillance unprecedented, or is this part of something that's been happening for a long time?
Well, I think the unprecedented part is the sheer number and the volume of information the government was gathering.
Is this something that started with the Obama administration, or is this something that's been going on before that?
No, I think it's been going on extensively since 9/11. And you saw some of the it was strengthened, gave, in the Patriot Act, you saw certain telephone companies given immunity from civil actions by individuals for turning over this information, but has been going on quite extensively since 9/11.
From a legal standpoint, is this a violation of the Fourth Amendment?
No, the government has the authority to do this. The Supreme Court has held that you don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in this information. From my understanding, they never actually got into the content of calls or email or things people posted on social media. I think you'd have a different issue if it was content, but from my understanding, they were just monitoring the who you called, who called you, what you posted, not the actual content, but what you placed in the cloud, things like that, but not exactly the information itself.
And this whole scenario is made for some interesting political bedfellows. Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner called the man responsible for the leaked information, Edward Snowden. He's called him a traitor. And then Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says that what he's done is an act of treason. Legally speaking, is the whistleblower Snowden, is he a traitor?
I think the term traitor can be bandied about anyone who feels that they are not supporting the government 100%. The actual interesting treason is one of the few crimes in the Constitution. So it's spelled out exactly what defines an act of treason. And it's a charge that's rarely brought because it's a challenge difficult to prove. So I think itself to be called a traitor, I mean, you could label that, you could place that label on anyone who you believed acted in any way, shape, or form in contravention to what the government wants.
But as far as treason goes?
It would be a hard sell. They could probably do other charges. I think treason would be a difficult charge. Act in aiding and comforting the enemy, I think that would be difficult to prove. I think there's other charges you could bring, that he violated with respect to turning over these documents, but treason would be a tough sell.
What's the big takeaway from all this, legally speaking, the implications of what this could mean for citizens' privacy down the road?
They set a standard in Katz. That's the Fourth Amendment test of whether or not your Fourth Amendment rights have been violated by the government. You got to have a subjective belief, an expectation of privacy, and that's got to be an expectation of privacy that society wants to uphold. And the Supreme Court or even Congress may want to relook at the things that we expect to be private. Some people will be surprised the fact that your phone records aren't private. Who you call, that's not private. You don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. That may surprise some people. And some people may say, I think we should relook that. I think there should be laws in place to protect my privacy, especially now in the digital age when it's quite nearly impossible to get off the grid. You just can't have that, knee-jerk reaction. You have to balance in it. I think the government is trying to show that the reason they need these things is because it helps thwart terrorism and crime. So people have to, reflect and think, you have to balance your privacy with security. And as we get further away from 9/11, I think people may go closer to safeguarding their privacy as opposed to their security. But as with the Boston Marathon bombing demonstrated, there's still an issue. There's still concern. There's still risk. I'm glad the conversation is going. I'm glad people are talking about this. But I want to hope people see the entire picture and realize, there's a yin and yang here, with security and with privacy.
I've been speaking with Thaddeus Hoffmeister from the University of Dayton. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, Emily.